MG, as we enter the final few shows of the Rush Hour, I'm very excited to have this man back on because it feels like an eternity since we last spoke to him.
Yeah, it does. And a lot's happened since we last spoke to the great man.
Well, the captain of the Cronulla Sharks joins us once more, Wade Graham. G'day, Wade.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me. Great to be back on.
Wade, it's always great to hear your voice, mate. You're full of fun and optimism, and we love hearing your voice. First of all, mate, how's the noggin going, my man?
Yeah, it's going good. It's going good. Obviously, I've had the extended break away from the game. Give myself a really good chance to freshen up and stop beating up the body. And it was the right thing to do, and it's exactly what I needed. So I've had the break, and now I've just enjoyed getting back into the preseason with the team.
Well, we spoke to your new coach yesterday. What an impressive man he is, Mr. Fitzgibbon. And it's the first time we've spoken to him in the capacity of the first grade coach of the Sharks. In the past, it's been the assistant coach of the Blues, but I tell you what, he knows what he's talking about, this bloke.
Yeah, definitely. It's very exciting as a player to have Craig come across in that head coach capacity. It's been a while, as long as I can remember Cronulla, since Shane Fleming, and they've had an external, guy come in as head coach that hasn't been brought up within that system. So it's been a fresh air. We know what he did as a player, and obviously the experience he has as an assistant coach across the Roosters. So to have him come in, and certainly his philosophy and his ideas, we're just scratching the surface of, but it's certainly been a great start, and I'm really happy with having him.
Wade, you're the captain. You got to make the tough calls. I'm going to ask you to make a tough call right now. Who are you more excited to play with, Nico Hines or Dale Finucane?
I might go up Curvo at the moment. I've done most of my training with Cam McInnes, mate, and he's been super impressive.
Yes.
So when the team was up in Queensland, Cam actually came across a bit early, and I did most of my training with him. And I'll tell you what, I just spent most of the time running behind him and looking at his back. He was that far in front, and he's been super impressive. He's a great guy, and he's probably the most I'm looking forward to play with, actually.
Right. Yeah, well, Craig Fitzgibbon said as much. He said, look, while it's good to have, we spoke about Cam McInnes, we spoke about Nico Hines, spoke about Dale Finucane, and he said, they're great to have on board. Don't get me wrong, but he said, but I'm so excited about the guys who have been there and played last year, and they made finals footy, and they're champion at the bit. He said, it's a great organisation to walk into. Can you feel that in the training thus far, even though it's only been a couple of weeks? Can you feel there's a different change in the air for the Sharkies?
Yeah, it's definitely a good vibe. I think just the whole, like I said, Fitzy brings his own philosophy and his own coaching style, and he's obviously, he's got a wealth of knowledge, and just that new vibe and that new, those new lessons and that new voice, the young players respond to that straight away, and that you get exposed to new things and new ideas, and as you get out on the training field and you start putting it into practice, you just start to learn again and grow, and there's definitely a great vibe. Like, listen, we've only been training for 3-4 weeks, so it's early days, but it is a really good feeling, and I think the change has been good for everybody.
So what do you got planned, mate, over Chrissy? When do you break for your Christmas break as far as training goes, and what do you got planned with the fam?
For me, it's just quality time. My partner and kids have actually been over Canada visiting her family for the last 2 months. We're getting renovations on our house, so I haven't seen my boys in quite a while. They're back the 7th of December, so I'm counting down the days, and we'll just be keeping it quiet, mate, and spending some time together. It's been a while, and I'm looking forward to it.
Now, Wade, have we made the decision about the young fella who, if you follow Wade Graham on Instagram, his young fella, just converting the goal kicks with the golf club in hand, what path are we sending him down?
Golf, mate.
Well,
golf.
Well, mate, he's been in Canada for 2.5 months, and he's got an ice hockey jersey.
So there we go.
He might come back with skates and a hockey stick.
Oh. Hey, speaking of people traveling overseas, have you jumped on the phone or lent Mitchell Pearce some How to Speak French books?
No, I haven't yet. Actually, I haven't. I might have to reach out to him. But he's close with Jimmy Maloney, so I think Jimmy—he's over there at the moment. If anyone can give him a hand, it's Mitch. The thing with Mitch is sometimes he doesn't know how to speak English, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to help.
Is this something something you might think about at the end of your career, going over to Toulouse and playing in the English Super League with the Catalan Dragons?
Oh, it's definitely an option. Certainly when we're done over here and It does have appeal to me and my partner with our children seeing that her first language is French. We want the boys to be as bilingual as they can be. So that does have an appeal to go over there, you know, at some stage of my career if I've still got some kilometres in the legs. But we haven't crossed that bridge yet, but when the time comes, we'll certainly look at it as a legitimate option, to be honest.
Yeah, when the time comes, Sharkies fans. Just everyone's just, the whole of the Sutherland Shire just white-knuckled the steering wheel there for a moment. This is
when the time comes.
Well, Wade, it is an absolute joy to have you on the show again, especially as we wind up, not just for the year, but forever. Please promise you'll answer MG's phone calls when he calls you in breakfast hours, though, moving into next year, okay?
I will. And boys, before I go, just congratulations on everything over the years. You ran a great show. I've always had fun talking to you, and I wish you the best moving forward, all right? So good job.
You're a good man, mate. You're a good man, Wade. We love you, buddy.
The Sharks skipper, Wade Graham, a pleasure to have him on one more time. Wade, we can't wait to see you out on the field in 2022.
Go get him, brother.
Thanks, guys. I'll chat to you soon.